You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea, also Katie from America. And you got your boyfriend pretty good with a April Fool's prank this past weekend.
Yes, I did.
And good for you. Like, I had an unsuccessful one that didn't, and usually, like, mine are okay, but you got your boyfriend. What did you do to him?
Yeah, so, I don't know if you guys remember, but 2 years ago, we had Foch's Week of Weddings.
Yes.
Where I got married on air to my ex-boyfriend. And I told my
But you guys were together at the time.
We were, yes. And I told my current boyfriend that was for real. And he asked me, he was like, did you sign papers? Did you went to the courthouse? And I was like, well, I don't remember, but I'll ask Foch.
Because you're ordained.
Yes.
And you do, yes. You have to
get married. You guys.
So that was a two-day-long prank. I went to work, and then I updated my boyfriend, and I said that Foch said that I did sign something, and I have a proof of that. So I printed out fake marriage certificate that was signed by me. I came fully prepared, but my boyfriend was like, well, aren't you supposed to go to the courthouse to pay the fee and get it notarized? And I was like, well, Foch got connections.
Foch knows everyone.
And so he fell for it, but he was like, okay, so what do we do now? And I was
what do we do now?
I was like, I need a divorce first. Are you still going to stay with me, even though I'm a married
woman? Through your divorce?
Yes. And he said, yes, you guys.
Oh, that's nice.
He said that he would stay no matter what and that we'll go through this together, which was kind of annoying. I was expecting him to, like, throw a fit at least.
Call me names. He's a good guy.
I don't know. Well, because I kind of lied to him, you know. I tried to present it as if I lied to him.
And then here he's, like, saying that he's going to support you and stand by you.
Yes.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So that sounds like a really good prank. You learned a lot about your relationship?
I did.
So just to be clear, this was an ex-boyfriend when you were with that boyfriend.
Yes.
And it was just a joke. This was actually, your mom got kind of mad at this.
She did, yes. And I brought that up into the conversation too. And I was like, you know, my mom got really mad at that because it's a bad superstition and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
So I made it sound very believable.
Mm.
And your now boyfriend was convinced that you were still married from 2 years ago because of that.
Yes. I said that the other couples got married for real
air. Yeah, they did.
And that was my argument.
Sure. And have you come clean yet?
Is this still going on? Okay.
No.
I was like, I didn't know if you were coming clean now, if you're hearing this for the first time.
No, okay. I could not keep up with that lie because I could tell that he was getting a little, like, hurt by that, and he was believing what I was saying.
That he thought you were married from 2 years ago and never, like, officially.
Yes, and I even convinced them that my ex-boyfriend now lives in Arizona, so we need to, like, fly him into Missouri to get a divorce.
Ridiculous. I love how you went the extra mile to print out the marriage certificate, too. Like, where did you even find that at?
Google.
Very good details for an April Fool's prank, by the way.
Good job. Yes. Way better than Foch's. Mm-hmm.
And it's really, mine was terrible. I tried to prank my girlfriend's grandma, and she saw right through it. She was like, nah, I know it's you.
Yeah, you should have put more thought into it. Like,
I really did. Well, good job.
You should.
Glad you got it. Nothing says awkward like flying in your ex-boyfriend so your current boyfriend can be involved in some kind of weird divorce papers.
That's my favorite part.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.